Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Happy Friday. Beautiful fall weather there. And welcome. To let you know that you are getting, you see, what you get is what you see is right before I hit go live and the intro started, I tried making Nescafe ice roast with San Pellegrino, and pro tip, that does not work out very well. It's all foamy and frothy. I'm not going to keep this on the desk because it's going to gross people out and they're going to be like, I'm not watching that guy ever again, but I'm going to try it right now. And I didn't even stir it yet, but that's not good. I always add too much of that. I've never actually read how much is supposed to go in. I feel like they purposely make it hard for you to find out how much to put in. Oh, right here. 6 ounces. Because it's kind of like toothpaste, like on the toothpaste commercials. You see this long strand of toothpaste, and in reality, you're supposed to use like a microscopic dot of toothpaste, but it's big toothpaste. They want to move more toothpaste. So yeah, I was trying to get a caffeine kick. This is what happens when Conscious Cup doesn't, Conscious Club closes early, and I refuse to go to other coffee places that ask you if you're using an app before welcoming you, or not even welcoming you at all, and take down American flags, which rolls in nicely to our Veterans Day. I have a lot of Veterans Day stuff here. Last time we spoke about the Cary Canaries for the Park District. The Cary Park District had the Cary Canaries, which is a group of singers and artists. And they posted something today, and I wanted to show you. What the Cary Canaries did. They had a nice little get together with veterans of Cary, and here it is.
I enjoyed it. I met a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad that I was part of it, and it was a great time.
Thank you, Mark. 19 years!
He made it home safe, and I'm so very proud of him, and I don't know, I got up. Now he's a chief.
Oh my God!
Thought that was very nice what they did there, and I feel like I need to salute them. Thank you to our local veterans, and the least I could do is broadcast that to X, Rumble, and YouTube to shout it from the rooftops to get their word out. And it seems like everybody that I've met that was in the military has never said that they wouldn't do it if they could do it all over again. And I would say the same thing about the fire service too. I would completely do that immediately. And all the veterans I worked with also said the same thing. And active, it's a family. So thank you. And that's not the only thing we have for Veterans Day. The Veterans Network Committee, honoring those who served, the Veterans Network Committee of Northern Illinois, always, you might have seen this, they always do a veterans event where they honor all the fallen soldiers in Northern Illinois. Illinois as a whole, and all the fallen soldiers are in a field. They have a flag resembling them. So each flag out there has a tag on it, and you can walk through there. It's not disrespectful to walk through the flag area. That's actually welcomed because they want you to read the tags and for their spirit to live on. And there's been a lot of the kickoff was today, and they have RVs out there. Everybody out there is just amazing. That and every hour on the hour they read names from the they read names of fallen soldiers, followed with the bell after every name, and that goes on 24 hours a day. Starting, it's currently in session right now. Starting today. That is right next to the Aldi's. Let me see. Okay, well, that was right now it says in McHenry, so I'm not sure if this year it is in the same location, but last year it was in the right next to the Aldi there, where the bus lot is now being relocated to. And I actually have one more thing from I have some video I pulled in for the Veterans Network Committee. This is the field. So that is very nice of what they do. So thank you to them. And they put flags up all throughout at stores, at restaurants. And they also install flagpoles for veterans for free with concrete, which I thought was awesome. So thank you to them. And then the Village of Cary will be closed on Monday, November 11th in observance of Veterans Day. The Cary Municipal Center will reopen on Tuesday, November 12th at 8:30 a.m. So they are honoring veterans as well. Thank you, Cary. And there is the... the event said McHenry, but here it is. Join us in honoring Illinois service members who made the ultimate sacrifice. Memorial Day weekend, Friday through Monday, intersection of Three Oaks and Georgetown. They light it up, and just like Sarah Palin, I can see it from my backyard. It's majestic to see the lights on all night, and I can hear the names being called from my backyard. Opening ceremony Friday 6 p.m., closing ceremony Monday 5 p.m. I highly recommend bringing the kids out there, walking through the field, talking to people, hearing stories, and honoring our veterans. The seamless transition here. The McHenry County Conservation District, many people don't realize we have flying squirrels in our area. It's not just a tree trimming service. These critters are nocturnal. So many people never see them. Flying squirrels don't actually fly, but glide, falling with style. People must think I'm like obsessed with Toy Story, but I'm actually, it just happens. Using a membrane that stretches between each wrist and ankle. And I hear they're pretty violent as well. So do not approach. But that's a good picture of a flying squirrel there. Thank you, Ray. And the conservation. The Illinois School Network, O'Fallon community grieving after young girl struck and killed by school bus. This is like the sixth one I've seen in the last, maybe in this year, just in our air, like, just scrolling through. And I'm sure there's more that I haven't seen. And we've had some locally. So I know that the newer buses are, the electric school buses have monitoring like our modern day cars do. But I was wondering if there's like a retrofit. I know that Tesla, all their technology is in optical. So if that's why early Tesla can upgrade. So there's no required sensors. You don't need new sensors. You just need new software to be updated for the cameras to know what they're looking at. So I wonder if get the wheels moving and tickle the right people and see if there could be a low cost or maybe even, you know, I've seen all this fancy footwork for grants and stuff starting this venture. Maybe there could be something, or maybe there's something already there for monitoring and retrofitting older school buses with monitoring equipment. So that Vision Zero thing, you know, that's like you have a fleet, you already have a dedicated fleet, and that's already there to be able to control. So if you pull that data, okay, how did all these happen? Which tire, you know, how did it happen? What's the blind spot? And at the very least, one camera monitoring that blind spot. At the very least. So that's what I had on my mind today when I crossed paths with that post, and I thought I'd share it with you. I'll send a few ticklers out, a few tickle emails. And not that I have any pull, but it's worth looking into, I think. Right? Northwest Herald. Several thousand mail-in ballots have yet to be counted in McHenry County. And they could determine the outcome of the Conservation District property tax referendum. We looked at this on the last... show, looking at the referendum results, and the referendum for the conservation district for increasing property tax, they lost by 300 votes. So that could, it's not as exciting as waiting for Florida to come in like we used to in the good old days, but if you like politics, that could be something to keep an eye on to see how that pans out. Yeah. Taking a page out of the playbook. Briargate Family Literacy Night and Book Fair. Looks like they had some flashlight activities with where they had to go to different stations for books. And book fairs are always fun. I always enjoyed them when I was in elementary school. A lot of Clifford books. The Burger King. Our Burger King, our the first ever drive-through only Burger King is now famous. An abandoned, a famous YouTuber that does abandoned locations like malls and retail and whatnot. Film this, and this has been sitting vacant for quite a while. I pulled the McHenry County data and found out who owned it. It's owned by an out-of-state investments company, so maybe they have something in the works for that. But if you, I looked into the, a lot of Burger King's closed all like in one swoop. And it was one big franchisor in the area that decided to move on. But this one was kind of a groundbreaking one. It's actually listed as our, I did like a search of what's notable in Cary, and this, the first ever drive-through only Burger King. So that's curious to see what can be pushed into that location. It's Friday, and I have when I see things and I do the research and I put the show together, certain things make me laugh, and I thought I'd share them with you. Thought that'd be fun. So I don't have an intro or anything. I still want to do an intro for that Aldi Isle of Shame idea. But yeah, there's what, 4 of these, and they're all appropriate. I guess we can do this to get it started. Oh, I gotta be on this camera, sorry. All right. Kid says, can we buy M&Ms? Mom says, we have M&Ms at home. The M&Ms at home are cichlids. These don't taste like they used to. They taste like there's more plastic in them now. They used to melt different, but I thought that was funny. This sofa will seat 5 people without any problems. And then I don't think I know 5 people without any problems. And what really got me about this one was the guy on the right, on the bottom, then turns his head and says it instead of having a conversation with the guy in front of him. Oh, we lost a Bluey. Don't fart in an Apple store. Why? They don't have windows. And then a fight breaks out. And then finally, I took my wife to the Caribbean last week. Jamaica? No, she wanted to go. Have a good weekend. Thank you for tuning in. This is Voices Cary, streaming live to X, Rumble, and YouTube. This is an independent venture trying to raise the tide and raise the ships of our community to have an elevated conversation off of social media and to know our neighbor. And I promise you, good things will happen. Thank you for joining me today, and have a great weekend.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Ah!
play nice.